craziness of the weekend, I was actually able to make my way through that Flo Milli album.
What you think? I didn't get a chance.
It was all right. It was cool. I was distracted. I was distracted by Future and Metro Boomin, it probably needs another listen, but we'll catch everybody up. I can't wait. I've been waiting for this day like all weekend. I've been waiting for us to be able to talk.
I ain't talked to you all weekend. We ain't even talked about it.
Just some brief text exchanges.
Man,
I'm ready to talk about it. Steelo and Casey here on 102.5 KSFM, number one for hip-hop and R&B.
I was going to say, Flo Milli kind of reminded me. We could talk, maybe today's not even the day, but we could talk about girl Sexy Red. She might not be as gone as quick as you thought.
Oh, she's not.
That new joint she got.
Yeah, she showed up
all weekend.
She showed up.
Heard it all weekend. Hey. I said, oh man.
Hey, so I spent the weekend in Vegas. I almost FaceTimed you. I should have at least recorded the video. We was at this spot. It was popping. Uh-huh. And
Sexy, Big Sexy ain't going nowhere.
That ski hit, and it was like, okay, like, it's cool. Everybody's whatever. Coming back, walking up to the room. It's late, but, you know, people are having a good time. I hear this is a group of young ladies. Bend that ass over. And then they did the rest of the line. I'm like, okay, yeah, she ain't going nowhere.
She got the new joint, like I said, that every girl playing on their little IG video or TikTok video.
She got the new joint and the new feature.
Come on,
yeah,
man.
She out there. And we got tickets to see Tank at Hard Rock Live.
Man, R&B is back, baby. Tank gonna be at Hard Rock Live on June 21st with Carl Thomas, with Carrie Hilson. That's going to be a monster show. We got your tickets. You're listening for us to give you that cue to call. And if you want to go, when we give you that cue to call, be calling number 9 to 916-909-1025 for your chance to see Tank and friends.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
what's up?
Yo, yo.
The latest news in hip-hop and R&B. It's Corners of the Culture.
On 102.5 KSFM.
Number one for hip-hop and R&B.
The streets are still buzzing over Kendrick Lamar's reemergence and his verse on Future and Metro Boomin's Like That. And now everybody is dissecting the verse, searching for clues. There's theories about the origins of the beef between Kendrick and Drake and how Cole fits into all of this. What's Cole's response going to be? What's Drake's response going to be? And Drake is on tour. And, well, Drake had something to say.
A lot of people ask me how I'm feeling. I'm going to let you know how I'm feeling. Listen, the way I'm feeling is the same way I want you to walk out of here feeling about your self. Because you know how I'm feeling? I got my head up high, my back straight. I'm 10 toes down in Florida or anywhere else I go. And I know that no matter what, it's not a on this earth that can ever f*** me in my life. And that's how I want you to walk out of here tonight.
That wasn't like received. The streets didn't receive that very well. They said Drake was out here giving motivational speeches while Kendrick Lamar pulled his punk card. Now, I got a lot of questions. We're going to talk about it all day. Is this what hip-hop needs, and why does hip-hop need this? Because fans are thirsting over this. Like, it's all anyone was talking about over the weekend. You got think pieces being dropped. You've got Instagram reels and TikToks dissecting every word about what Kendrick Lamar was talking about in this verse. So we're going to talk about it. Tap in with us at D'Lo and Case here at 102.5 KSFM across our social media platforms. And as always, stay caught up on everything going on in and around hip-hop with Corners of the Culture, Monday through Friday, right here on D'Lo and KC. And Beyonce Day is coming up on Friday, baby. Come on, man. I'm ready for it. That song was all over Vegas this weekend.
A word?
Yeah, it was all over Vegas. I got to tell you about my trip coming up. More specifically, I got to tell you about, I went to see Jodeci last night. No JoJo. I got a little concerned when they came out and JoJo wasn't there. I was like, oh, if they ignore it, something's wrong.
Yeah.
They didn't. They were like, he wasn't feeling well. He couldn't be there. So I think we
lost.
Did
I see Devontae?
Yeah.
I saw a couple of videos. I say, is Devontae showed up?
Yeah, Devontae said he's kind of awkward on stage. He's like the one who doesn't want to be there. No. But he and I don't know if he's always there, if he stepped in because JoJo wasn't there.
Yeah.
He kind of, like, Mr. Dalvin did his joint. Like, Casey did a couple of tracks. He did If You Think You're Lonely Now. I think we probably lost some of the Casey and JoJo stuff. Mm. But he came out like Devontae was about to have his own set, right? And all he really did was introduce My Heart Belongs to You. And then they did a sequence that's just like the album My Heart Belongs to You, Cry for You, Fiending, and then it closed out with Freaking You. Remember, they coming here.
They are coming here.
Yeah, they coming here.
Between Vegas and here, I ain't missing Jodeci.
Nah.
That ain't happening.
Hey, let's talk, man.
Come on now.
Let's talk. Future.
Come on now.
First of all, don't let all of this distract you from the fact Drake or Future Metro Boomin dropped a fire album. Was fire, but everybody was talking about the Kendrick verse. And now you got, like, people unfollowing people on Twitter. You got, like, passive-aggressive messages being posted on Twitter. You got statements being made at concerts that we just played in Corners of the Culture. Yo, what is going on?
It's popping off right now, baby. Kendrick just set it off, man. And I gotta be honest. The more I hear the verse, the more I like it. It wasn't bad when I first heard it. It was just kind of like, oh, okay, that's a hot line. You know what I mean? He said a couple things. It's hot or whatever the case may be. But over the weekend, I heard it more and more. And he did his thing with this one. He did his thing. He laid down the gauntlet for sure.
When you heard it, did you know what it was?
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter.
Yeah,
I heard the song, so.
Yeah. It was the line about the big three and the big me that I was like wait. Because I was like listening to it. I was like, oh, it's Kendrick. Oh, okay. Is this a diss track? Mm. And then I scroll back and I'm listening to it again. And, you know, sometimes I don't decipher this stuff as quickly as other people.
Yeah.
So I ran to Twitter and sure enough, Kendrick, it was like 9:35.
Yeah.
Like, everybody hit play on the album at exactly 9 o'clock and Kendrick was trending.
They was on it. I will say this. I think we're in for epic. Two things I'll say. Epic battle, possibly.
Mm.
People need to keep sleeping on the fact that Drake is battle-tested. Kendrick is not. It's not to say Kendrick can't win a battle, but we've seen Drake go to rap war, whether it was Meek Mill or anybody else, and he handled business. We haven't seen Kendrick in that realm. And here's the other thing about it.
Mm.
Cole's winning.
Oh, see, that's...
Cole is winning. I love Kendrick. I love him. Cole is the one.
That's the part I did not like. I was like, hey, can we narrow this to just Drake? I do not want J. Cole involved in this.
Come on, Cole, look here. J. Cole has been waiting for this moment his entire life.
I do
he
not
ain't
want
losing.
This. These are that's my one and my 1A. I do not want this.
Well,
I do,
happen.
I do not want this. So I got a question for you. Does hip hop need this? That was a conversation all weekend. We'll talk about that. We want to hear from you at Dealing with KC at 1025 KSFM. You can hit us on the phone lines as well, 916-909-1025. Happy birthday, Big Sean.
Well, jeez, my man's birthday couldn't even get a pass in this one. Damn.
Oh, man.
It was all hype. Had the new video.
Yep.
Had the new music
single. Yep.
He's like, yo, I'm back. I'm in this thing. I'm back outside.
And then here comes Kendrick. One verse.
Damn.
Threw the whole hip-hop world into a loop.
It really did. It really did. It's got it popping out here, man. I can't front.
That's notwithstanding the hip-hop news we got today.
We'll
save that for tomorrow.
Woo.
We'll keep the vibes up instead of covering Sean.
Yikes.
And his latest trials and tribulations. It's Dealing with KC here on 102.5 KSFM, number one for hip-hop and R&B. But yeah, poor Big Sean, man. Drop new music, drop new video, get ready for a new album, and Kendrick upstaged him.
Everything was dope, too. Like, the video was dope, the song was cool, his flow was tight, looked like he was back at it. And Kendrick just said, nah, I ain't having all that. Not having all that. So, look, Sean, keep doing what you're doing. Keep working.
I like Big Sean.
I like Big Sean, too, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep staying with it, and you'll get that buzz back going again. But this chalk this one up to bad timing. Even your birthday.
I don't love hip-hop beefs as much as everybody else does.
I mean,
if it just stays a lyrical battle, yeah, like, yeah, hey, that's cool. Dope.
I'm with that.
I don't want to pick sides. Well, I don't mind picking against Drake. I just don't want to pick between Kendrick and Cole.
Wow. Sound like Kamara.
No, I'm not the biggest Drake fan.
I like all three of those guys a lot. I like all three. I think they all going to do their thing in this one. I think they all going to do their thing. Also, playing Click right there. That was probably like around the last time I liked Kanye.
Yeah, that Ye's
when he was
verse,
doing those Good Fridays and had that going on. I mean, it was Ye's, heat after heat after
Ye's
heat.
Verse on that was nasty.
Yeah,
it was nasty. We got tickets to see Tank at the Hard Rock Live.
Tickets to see Tank Hard Rock Live June 21st. It's not only Tank, but it's my boy Carl Thomas. It's my girl Carrie Hilson. All three of them going to be in the building. We got tickets for you. Stay tuned because we have your chance to win coming up real soon.
Bringing you all the positive vibes for hip-hop and R&B, and right here in Sacramento and surrounding areas, it's KC's Corner.
On 102.5 KSFM.
Number one for hip-hop and R&B.
My main man, Usher, cemented his legacy when Confessions dropped back in 2004, and he is now celebrating two decades since the release of what many consider to be his career greatest album. This past Saturday, the R&B icon shared a video montage on Instagram to commemorate 20 years of the landmark project that produced such hits as Throwback, Burn, Caught Up, Confessions 2. Yeah, man, it's got some classics on there. It says, quote, 20 years ago today, we dropped the iconic Confessions album, which is now 14 times platinum, making it the highest RIAA certified album by male soloists released this century. Here's the more memories, the vibes, and the timeless music that continues to move us. Let's keep making history. End quote. I think Confessions is the greatest R&B album ever made in my lifetime. Well, someone got disqualified who had a couple of them possible all-timers that can no longer be in the running. I'll let y'all figure that out. But that's besides the point. Confessions is absolutely a masterpiece. He's got so many hits off that album that were mentioned earlier, like, yeah, Confessions, Burn. But the non-singles are like cult classics as well. That's what it's made for. Bad Girl, and probably my favorite track off the album, Superstar. They're all songs that if you played them in a club or at a party, the whole place will know every word and sing along. Let me ask you guys though, man, what's your favorite track off of Confessions? Let me know on our Twitter and Instagram page at 1025KSFM on both. Hit the show page at D-Lo and KC, or if you want, hit me directly at IMKDiddy on both IG and Twitter. Shout out to Usher on 20 years of a certified classic.